AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, and I was treated to a birthday lunch yesterday. It went really well until the bill came out and we found we were actually at the wrong restaurant. Very interesting situation.
Peter, Spider Everett threw me under the bus today by exposing my new relationship, and he doesn't like my public displays of affection.
There's a lot of PDA, public displays of affection, and a new love. And we spoke about the game Fortnite that is actually taking over the world, and it's more addictive to sugar for kids. Happy birthday, AJ, for Thank yesterday. You. We went out for lunch. We had the birthday cake as well yesterday, but we decided that we'll go get a nice little steak and a couple of beers and for yourself a few wines over at Moo Moo's here in Broadbeach.
We had a lovely day, didn't we?
We certainly did. It was a beautiful day. We were well-behaved, Peter and I, and it was good to see you just knocking back some lovely, beautiful...
Reds.
Yeah, Reds. Australian red wines. Oh, no, I think you went down to New Zealand for a little while and then up to the North Island and then to the South and then across to WA and via South Australia to the Barossa.
And then it was Name That Wine.
Yes.
And Name That Year.
Name That Year Wine. That's right.
We didn't miss many regions, did we?
You didn't miss many regions.
No.
So the highlight, and we'll talk about when the bill come out a little later on today. But most importantly, I do like it when you make a speech. So we recorded your speech and here it is.
I just want to say, reaching the pinnacle in my life, which I consider reaching the great Don getting 99 point whatever. I didn't think I'd get here, so I'm very pleased and very proud of the fact that I've made it here. Like Brid said this morning, darling, you need to treasure where you've got to, which I admire. Bridget's always very reflective and very sensible with her views on life, which I love. I've loved working with Bridget, sometimes with you. The company I have here today, because I don't really want to recognise for any other reason that I paid $20,000 for my 50th, so everyone... I paid $20,000 for my 50th. Maybe a bit less than that, because I did a lot on contract. So I just wanted to have a quiet... So I just want to raise the glass to my very good friends, in no particular order, Braz Canning, John Omris, Luke Henderson, the magnificent Bridget Daly, Amanda Chupp, Peter Spider Everett. Here's to life and its environs and health, because without it...
Just anything for Mandy?
Could I fade it here?
No.
What do you mean? I said Amanda Chupp. What do you mean?
Beautiful, magnificent Bridget and the Amanda. Give us something.
No, I spend more time with Bridget than I do with Amanda.
Well, whose problem's that? Are you going to give us something
more? That's the company's problem, because I work there. I have to turn up every day with you and Bridget, and that's how it is.
Mandy goes and volunteers, puts her hand up to walk into your unit.
If Mandy gets Fred over the line first this week in his maiden race, she'll be a hero forever. Forever, Mandy, you'll be my hero.
All you have to say is I love you, Mandy. Come on, Adrian.
AJ, I love you. AJ, her name's AJ. It's Amanda Jupp. I said AJ, I love you.
AJ.
Still couldn't get it out of you, could you?
Forever and a day.
What was all the beeps?
Forever and a day. Your mouth.
Oh, dear.
Nice speech, Adrian.
Beautiful.
We love you, Mandy.
Yeah.
We did find a few wine regions around Australia. That was a great day. Thank you. The bill is another story. You're seeking people to help you out in Tough Mudder this weekend. The concept that's been around for a while. Explain Tough Mudder.
Well, I don't really know much about it. I've never done it. I've seen it. And I think this is the Southeast Queensland Tough Mudder. So it's up just out of Brisbane. And I do a fair bit of work with Beyond Blue and Jeff Kennett and Tough Mudder.
Yeah, that's good.
And raising awareness to mental health and all men's health. So they gave me the opportunity to do Tough Mudder this year. I said, yeah, I'd love to do it, but I want you to team behind me. But I haven't told anyone yet, because I want a team that doesn't train.
Right.
Because I didn't want to train for it.
Right.
So I want anyone else who doesn't want to train and just want to have a crack at Tough Mudder. It's only the short course, so it's only 9 kilometres. But it's all about, I think there's
obstacles. There's
10 obstacles. So you've got to go through the mud. So you've got to go under through the mud, water, under the ropes and over some walls. And we just do it as a team. The Dobbo in the afternoon with Luke, Libby and Dobbo. Dobbo's doing it with a team of himself. But I thought, you know what? I'll have a crack at this.
Well, you know, I was concerned about you last week when you were limping, and that was from running around an oval once.
Yeah.
So you really don't have any training. I personally love mud, mainly in a bath at a, you know, a beautiful sanctuary retreat that's full of minerals.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, what can I say? Oh, I'm sorry, my back's still not right.
Well, I got AJ yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because do you remember saying this to me yesterday, Adrian?
I didn't play.
Oh.
Hang on, try it again.
Yes, Peter.
Do you remember saying that to me?
I do now.
That was to join me in Tough Mudder. So you and myself are going up on Sunday and we're going to do the 9K at 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Where?
So it's just out of Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
So the course is there. And if you've ever wanted to tick it off and you want to join us, give us a ring. 13 27 10. As I said, I've never done it. AJ, you've never done it before?
I've never done it before. But Bridget, there is a minor piece of information Peter has left out.
Okay, yes.
There is electricity involved.
What do you mean?
You haven't mentioned.
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, they have a little zapping machine at the end that you've got to run through.
No, I hate all that kind of stuff hate's a strong word.
You've got to go under these wires and you actually put through a process where you can get a shock if you
touch it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I omitted that, Peter.
No, I didn't. Petrified of that.
This is a team event, so we all do it together. So we're going to have a crack anyway.
What?
So
don't look at me.
13, 27, 10, if you want to join us. If you've ever had a desire to do Tough Mudder and you're bored on Sunday morning and thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Come and join Spider and AJ.
The phones are not going nuts yet.
No, not yet.
You were in a hardware store yesterday, Bridget.
Yeah, I've got a tap at home that's leaking and I thought, oh, it's a washer job. But it's actually the shower one, so it's a fair bit of work.
Yes.
And I was going to Mitre 10 at Crumman because they're great and it's small. And I call them my little personal shoppers, and they always see me pull up and go, oh, no, here we go. She's going to come in and not know what the name is and go, I need a thingy for the
thingy.
This is broken. And
it's about that big and it goes in this part.
Thingy. I have no idea. I always leave there with like a microwave oven lamp instead of the light bulb for something else, like the oven. I just don't know. So anyway, they always go, all right, we're on duty. Here comes Bridge. What does she need? So walk in. Oh, hi, guys. How are you going?
No.
I need a thingy for the thing.
Yeah.
For the thing. And one of the guys, he goes, oh, I'm alive. You know, some people just talk like that. They're a little down in the dumps. And when you say, how are you? Oh, well, I'm alive.
I'm still breathing.
But I didn't realise he actually meant, yeah, I'm actually only just alive. So he'd had problems with his chest. Oh. So as he's telling me at the counter that unfortunately he had to have a few stents, you know, put in and it was really bad. So then this little rugged red nut without a shirt comes up to the counter and he starts to overhear that this guy had just had some stents put into his chest, and the little rugged red nut decided that he had to top that story.
Oh.
We all know someone who likes to go, oh, you think you haven't had sleep.
Mm.
You think you've got a headache. You think you've got it tough.
Sick.
You think. So anyway, this bloke started. Oh, really? Really? Eh? Stents in your chest and you didn't even have a heart attack. You think you've got a bad chest. Then he started. He goes, well, mine started. I thought it was a chest cold and I was working. And then my chest was tight. Four stents, one large heart attack, and I nearly died. And this poor other guy's going, look, I just wasn't even really talking to you. What's going on? So I'm in the middle of it, and it turns into a big chest off.
Oh, who's done?
Who's got more scars and stuff on the chest? Rah, 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 testosterone, rah, rah. I'm saying to the little rugged red nut, put down your wooden doweling. Let's just relax here.
Take it easy. The other guy,
I'm like, look, let's all agree some stages in our lives we get a bit sick. But that's okay.
Yeah.
No one's more worse or better than anyone else.
No,
so
we're here.
If you can just move away so I can buy my washer and my little valve and we can all get on with our day. So he wasn't too happy about it and he started again. But you don't know what I've been through with my chest, standing there with his doweling. And I'm like, mate, Seriously, we all need to relax our freckle. Don't rust your stent.
No.
Just pay for your bit of doweling and we can all move on. And I said, seriously, if you really want to have a chest off, my double D's are way in front of you all. So, quite frankly, I'm the winner, chicken dinner.
He hasn't touched the ground. Superstar!
You can change the world, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to change the world very, very quickly.
Just get it done.
Yep, get it done. Gold Coast Titans and the Gold Coast Suns. Look, it was great to see yesterday Jared Wallace at the Titans. A big fish signed until the end of 2022 here on the Gold Coast with the Titans at $2.5 million, which is fantastic. I don't think the Titans and the Suns need to chase too many players. You look at some of the players that have gone by with Carmichael Hunt, Dave Taylor, tried with Daly Cherry-Evans, Jamal Idris, Jared Hayne. None of those were successful in the AFL. We had Carmichael Hunt, Nathan Bock, Campbell Brown. All these players never worked. It's great that Jared Wallace is now committed to the club. The Gold Coast Suns have to now make sure they sign Tommy Lynch. Tommy Lynch is their main pin. And at the moment, it looks like he could be heading down south, back to Melbourne.
Right.
They need to sign him. But on top of that, I don't know what it is about the Gold Coast. What? I don't know what it is with the Titans and the Suns, but could you name four Titans players? If I had Titans and the Suns players in a line here, could you tell me who they played for?
Well, like in their civvies?
Yeah, in normal gear.
To be honest?
No.
To be fair, no.
I wouldn't either.
What are you getting at?
I am saying that they've got to become more household names. We've got to start. The Gold Coast Suns and the Titans. Players, you've got like Jared Wallace, Ash Taylor, Bryce Cartwright, Kevin Proctor. Some great players. Mm. The Suns have got Tommy Lynch, Aaron Hall, Jack Martin, Jared Harborough. They've got to be out and about. When do you see them on Channel 7, Channel 9, in the papers? When do you see them out and about doing stuff to get their name and to push themselves as a part of the Gold Coast? You never, ever see it. They've got time away at the moment. A lot of them have played interstate and around the world. Yeah. You've got to start embracing the Gold Coast. And Jared Wallace signing on has done that. But now start putting him out there. Start getting these players out to actually do some stuff for the community.
Hang on, brother. Does this improve on-field performance, Peter?
Yes, it does.
Is it relevant? How?
100% it does.
How?
Because you're embracing the whole community. It's out there actually then teaching kids who then will go to the game or influence people who don't ever go to the game to go to the game, which then gives you more confidence when you're playing not up in front of 6,000 people, you're playing in front of 12,000 players.
Right.
You've got to sell the football club better in this local community.
Well, it's like a state of origin. And they tour all the beautiful regional towns in Queensland. I know the Queensland teams do that. New South Wales does as well. And it fosters that real sense of community and they really understand who they're playing for. So I think that's super important. But do the kids know? Is there enough clinics out there that they're doing with the kids?
Well, it's even here. I ask, how many times have the Titans rung us and said, you know what? Well, Kevin Proctor.
Yeah.
Can he come in?
Yeah.
Never. And this is what the fans want. The fans don't want to just see them on a Saturday. They want to see the build-up to the Saturday. Yeah. They want to know these players. They want to buy into these players. You go to Geelong and go down there and talk about the Geelong Football Club. Mm. Everyone knows the Geelong Football Club.
Yeah, right.
We've got two of the great teams here, two of the biggest codes in the country, yet we have absolutely no publicity around some of our great players, and that is the fault of the Titans and the Suns, and they need to embrace this town so then we will get to the games.
Well, look at that. There we go. Yeah, fair call.
Mm, fair enough.
Good crack.
Yeah.
That's not even my spray. That's coming at 7:40. And that's on Newbridge.
What?
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah.
You're spraying Bridget.
I have to.
You can't do that. I won't let that happen.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, well, you better get leave at 7:30.
Good luck then.
I am going to Hollywood. Taylor.
Our American reporter, Scotty Taylor, on the air now.
Well, a sad day, Scotty, with Margot Kidder, who was Superman's girlfriend, passing away. But she had quite a troubled life, didn't she, in the last part of her life?
Yeah, actually, she has a connection to the city where I live in right now, Washington, D.C. Back in 2011, she was arrested here in D.C. during a protest against a construction of an oil pipeline from Canada to Texas. She also suffered from bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. She had a very public nervous breakdown in 1996, and unfortunately she was homeless for a while. But, you know, the good news about that is she really rebounded from all of it. She got herself together. She was actually acting all the way up until her death. And guys, she has like two or three more roles that are actually coming out.
Oh.
But unfortunately, she passed away on Sunday in Montana. She leaves a daughter behind. She's only 69 years old, so pretty young.
Mm. What do they do with the movies that, or the shows she's filmed? Do they continue to show them?
Yeah, they continue to show them. You know, there's been a lot of Superman movies, probably too many Superman movies,
yeah.
You know, since the four that she starred in. But those were really the original ones. If you're a really true Superman fan, those are the movies you remember. Remember, she starred opposite Christopher Reeve. He was the original Superman, to be honest with you, in my generation. So those are the movies that if you're a Superman fan, you love. And you love Margot.
Well, we know that too. You're not part of the monarchy, but you were about to be with the royal wedding. That's the only wedding that matters in the whole wide world. And with the American connection with Meghan Markle Sparkle, as we like to call her, how's the vibe over there? Is everyone buying into the royal wedding in the US?
Oh, it's crazy over here. We love it. We love her. We love Harry. We love the royal family. And here in D.C., we actually are going to have viewing parties, guys. And it's about a half a dozen spots across the city. One of the best is this pop-up bar that has its own royal wedding theme for the huge day. Now, here's the drink list. You guys can pick out which one you would try.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one is When Harry Met Meghan Cocktail. Okay, I like that one. Spida, you probably like this one. God Save the Queen Martini, and it comes with its own crown. You can keep a souvenir.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you can wear it, you know, after you have a couple of them. And here, Bridge, this is probably your favorite.
Yes.
The Markle Sparkle, which is infused with edible glitter.
That is mine. That's mine. Put me down for one, Scotty. We'll come over there and have a drink with you.
We'll have a couple. And by the way, we're going to have a wedding cake. There's a royal throne you can sit on when you chug down your God Save the Queen. Yeah, America's crazy about these guys. And why not? They're a beautiful couple.
Thanks, Scotty.
Stay classy.
Stay classy yourself, my great man. It's 5 to 7 and 10 minutes away. We're giving you the chance to win $1,000 with the $1,000 minute. In 1 minute, you give a crack at 10 questions. Get them all correct. You'll win $1,000.
And visualize this. Put it on your vision board if you need to. A 4-hour sunset cruise. Dinner and drinks on board. Departs at 3:30. It's worth $15,000. A super duper super luxury yacht.
Yeah, it's the Century Cove International Boat Show celebrating 30 years. And you're going to be a part of it very shortly.
Just before we go any further, reminder, you need to listen out for this particular theme. It's a legendary theme. The Love Boat, Bridgie.
Oh, didn't you love it? And all the guest stars that would appear on the Love Boat. And there was so much love on the Love Boat.
We go to the Sanctuary Cove International Boat Show for the 30th time, Peter, and we've got amazing prize.
Yeah, we have. We've got a yacht valued for a cruise for you and 10 friends, all your food, your drink, sunset cruise, valued over $15,000. So listen to that, and you could be sunsetting cruise for a beautiful engagement or a wedding or maybe a birthday.
This is like a super yacht. This is ridiculous.
Massive.
Yes.
So,
we go.
This is what happened yesterday.
I don't know how to explain this probably. Once again, I got thrown under the bus. But anyway.
Oh.
So
it was your birthday yesterday.
Yes.
So yesterday morning we had some kind suggestions that from a couple of our local proprietors here that we could go for lunch.
Yes, friends of yourself, AJ, and friends of the station.
Well, I've been in the town 21 years and some lovely restaurants suggested that we should go along and have a lunch. There wasn't many of us. I think it was, what, six of us?
Seven.
Oh, there's a
seven
few.
Of us.
There's
seven of us
few.
Went along.
Oh, no, a few dropped in and a few dropped out.
Yep.
So while we're on the air yesterday, Peter suggested that we go to a particular venue very close to us right here. Very good friend of ours. For many years. Moomoo's.
Moomoo's. And contacted the owner down there, JP, and thought, you know, what can we do and how can we celebrate AJ's birthday? And he said, drop in and drop around. And you know, AJ's been a great supporter of ours, and a few people that were coming along were people who support Moomoo's as well.
Oh, we love their steak there. It's ridiculous and beautiful wine, darling, for your birthday. Oh,
we went to every region of Australia.
Yes, we certainly did. And Central Otago.
Yeah, you even went to New Zealand. But anyway, we left early in the afternoon.
Yes.
You stayed on for a little bit longer.
As has happened.
Yeah.
As it does. And it was lovely. Got a little birthday cake came out and, you know, the big table for us all. And What happened?
AJ? Well, a couple of the visitors that I had along are great mates of mine in business in the town. Luke Henderson, of course, and Johnny Omris. Johnny likes to, you know, go and eat the delights of the town when he's not working himself in the kitchen over at Omris. So he was left there, and then the lovely lady came out with a very long piece of paper and an FPOS machine beside it. Do I say what the amount was?
Well, there was a lot of people, and there was a lot of people ordering expensive wine.
Four figures for the wine
because there were seven of us.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, no, we had an arrangement with the owner of the restaurant. So, you know, I'd have to put the card in the machine because we had an arrangement with the owner. I mentioned the owner's name, JP. She said, Adrian, he hasn't owned the place for 2 years. To which extent Johnny Omris was on the floor by now, laughing that much.
We were supposed to go for lunch at Masaman, which is Mama-san, which is just around the corner.
Oh, no.
We went to the wrong restaurant.
Oh, my God.
So Stephen's taken Moomoo's back over again. He was there for years, him and his gorgeous wife. And so here we are with this long list of paper with the four figures at the bottom of it, and JP had finished up 2 years ago. And Spider had arranged it all. So he rings JP. JP's also on the floor laughing at home.
He's laughing. He goes, I haven't known that. And he goes, I was wondering why you guys weren't sitting at the table when I come over for lunch.
We've done a no-show at one restaurant and a runner at the other. Seriously, that is such a you story, AJ.
No, I know, but you say it's a me story, but who arranged it?
Peter!
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Big boy.
Careful, big boy. I tell you what, as they say in Canada, I am loaded for bear. I am ready to go, brother. What is it?
You can load for bear as much as you want, but I have had enough. We get very privileged in this job. We get a lot of opportunities to go to different places.
Yes.
And I have had enough. What I saw on the weekend is enough to ruin my day and so many other people's day. And I am talking about public affection. That's it, AJ. That. Public affection and your new boyfriend.
What?
Don't point your finger at me.
Excuse me. That was up to me to tell everyone and the Gold FM family. Look, I'm all red when I was seeing Peter. Someone, but yes, I am seeing someone, but that's my business.
I don't care. It is about both of you. No, it's about you. Unfortunately,
oh my gosh, what?
We go to these corporate events, and thank you very much to different places that invite us along. But why is it, if you're at the races, you've got a pash at the age of 43, you pash at the TAB counter, at the bar, at the window looking at the races.
Yep.
There is a place and a time for people to show public affection.
Yep, there is.
I've had a crack many a times at public affection.
Yep, yep,
but hang on, if you're at a barbecue, the guy's one side, the girl's the other.
If you're at a party,
you know, the girls are one side, the guys are the other.
Yep.
You don't show public affection there, but some people like to. Maybe they can get away with it. At a corporate event with clients everywhere, with you and your boyfriend because of Jung Love sitting there pashing on.
Don't.
It is embarrassing, not only for us, but as a station where you sit there and don't interact with others because you're too busy pashing in your own little bubble.
We so interacted with other people, but the blinkers were on in horse parlance, and I tell you, we did not care who
there
was
looking. There is a time and a place. And a corporate event, that is not the time and the place for any form of public affection and passion. And I've had enough of it.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
I love it and I'm absolutely owning it. I tell you what, there you go. I am seeing someone and I love getting loved up with him in public. It is okay. So good.
I want to find out if you're out of line. I'm putting it to the Gold FM family. Is Bridget
thank you.
Out of line?
What, because of PDAs? With,
yes.
Team Bridge or Team Spider? If you're at a corporate event, if you're out and about, do you show public affection?
Oh, come on. It's been so long between drinks, Gold FM
Doesn't
family.
Matter.
Stick up for me. I've been single for so long.
No.
This guy, I'm totally punching above my weight. He's ridiculously good looking.
Oh,
and I am
talk.
Loving it.
It doesn't matter.
I am. Yes, it doesn't matter. See, exactly right, everyone. It does not matter. You know what? How's this, AJ?
No, it doesn't matter how good looking AJ, anyone is.
Hey,
you do not
this?
Show public affection.
But who fights in public all the time and thinks that's okay? Sheree and Peter. They think fighting in public's
very
okay.
Good point. Very good
and
point,
what would
Bridget.
You rather, love or war?
Oh,
they
what?
Fight in public all the time no. in front of anyone and they think that's okay. I would never do that in public.
Okay, let's stay on track now. 13, 20, 17,
exactly.
I've got tickets to Busby Maru, the regional tour at the Sound Lounge on the Goldie, Sunday, May 27. Get your tickets now from busbymaru.com. Who's in the right? Spider or Bridge? Give us a bell. Can't believe that you sprayed. Bridgie, our own Bridgie today. On
so many levels.
Okay. I apologise. Yes, I probably jumped the gun with the boyfriend
thank
thing.
Thank you.
But I couldn't go past the amount of public affection that was shown at Saturday at a corporate event. It was disgraceful. I was embarrassed.
It wasn't disgraceful. It was not. It was full of decorum. And quite frankly, speaking of kissing, I can kiss that relationship goodbye because you've exposed it on air, as you normally do. There goes another one, brother.
No.
So I'm glad I got a kiss in while I could.
Oh, huh? Well, everyone saw it.
Yeah, who cares? I don't.
All right, we're letting you decide who's in the right or wrong. Matt at Coomera.
I'm Spider all the way.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Matty. No room for public affection. I love it.
I just don't care. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. Jane and Mermaid Water, surely you're on my side.
I'm sorry, Bridgie. I'm a little bit Spider on this one.
Yes!
If you're out, if you're out with friends, you know, go, hey, go for your life, girl. You get that. You go for it. But when it's a work function, I think maybe a little bit of restraint is required.
It wasn't even that bad. It wasn't a big...
Think of the anticipation afterwards.
There wasn't a big pash fest. Jane, I'm you in love and it's a great feeling. Come on.
Thanks, Jane. And
Tina at Ormo, whose side are you on?
Bridget.
Yay!
Oh, what? You'd be savage on a pash.
You go, girl.
Thanks, Darl. It's been a long time between drinks.
That's irrelevant.
No, you know what's irrelevant? The fact that you just broadcast my new relationship on the radio. That's the public part.
No, the public part is pashing in public at a corporate event.
It wasn't pashing. It was kissing.
Shelley, would you pash in public
it's
at a corporate
pashing,
event?
It's not. It was a kiss.
No, you do not suck face in public.
It wasn't a suck face. There was no tongue. Oh, it was a kiss.
It lingered for about 3 minutes.
What would you rather do, Shelley? Fight in public or you know, be just loved up in public?
Wow, okay, yeah, loved up
thank
in public.
You.
Oh, we don't
thank
fight
you.
In public.
Oh, give me a
not
break.
Not a corporate
you
event.
Do too. Jason and
you're
Tweed
getting
heads.
Defensive now.
What do you think? What do you think?
Oh, Bridge, show the love.
Yeah.
Oh, are you serious, Jason?
Look, there's all we need is love. There's not enough love in the world, Jace, right?
On, I say. Bring it on.
Well, can you move away from the TAB, Kenneth, so I can put a bed on next time? Thanks, Jace.
I think you just won, actually. 3-2, I think.
Yes.
You know what? I don't even care now.
Oh.
It's all out there. I'm loved up. Awesome. Come here, mate.
No!
And I want to say a big hello to Dreamworld. This is great news for Dreamworld. It's been a very tough few years for them. The busiest period in years they've just had, which is awesome. They're on the bounce back with new attractions. And the new one that's about to open is called Troll Village, with like little troll dolls.
Yeah.
The trolls are back on the big screen and the kids can get all trolled up.
It's great.
Put little wigs on and stuff. So it's awesome.
It is good to see him back. Preston Campbell's got his the Indigenous Cafe there, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And they've got a lot of new, a lot of animals as well now put into Dreamworld.
Yes,
so
well
done to Dreamworld.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I interview the under 12 Southport Sharks each and every week. We cover things like all the big issues from kids getting too much homework. We cover off the states with Donald Trump. Is the country being ran properly? Anything from canteen? I've got this issue with them this week about the game Fortnite. Now, I want to know, parents, there's a game called Fortnite, and the boys will explain it very, very shortly, but I want to know, parents out there, do you have restrictions around this game? This game is more addictive than any fast food outlet, any sugar. I've never, ever seen a game explode through kids and that many people play it and that many kids play it. And it's a game, and we'll ask the kids, Benny, Boston, and also Tynan from the Southport Under-12s. I got them to pretty much chat to you about the game and how it's actually set up and what it is about.
You're supposed to fly down to places and pick up guns and kill people, technically.
And there's a massive storm. I've only played it once. There's a massive storm. And you need to try and get out of the storm and you can die from the storm.
And Boston?
So there's 100 people that start in this, like, hot air balloon bus thing. And then you jump out of it and land somewhere on the so-called map. You find guns and shields and stuff and then you kill everyone. And it's last one standing wins.
Yeah.
There is a lot of people, a lot of kids, addicted to Fortnite. Let's go through them. Benny, you addicted to Fortnite, the game?
No.
Oh, bet.
I only play it 2 hours on Saturday and Sunday, not through school,
really.
Boston?
You see.
He's addicted.
No, I play it. I wouldn't go with
every
the...
Every single day.
Boston, do you play it every day?
No.
Lie, Boston.
Okay, Tynan, do you play Fortnite?
I don't play it because I'm not a deek and I go out and get fit.
Are you saying I'm a deek?
I said geek.
Are you saying I'm a geek? I don't play it that much.
I don't even play on my PlayStation anymore.
Okay, then. Do you know anyone that the whole family plays?
Yes. My brother's friend's girlfriend.
Well, the whole family play?
Yes.
Parents.
Let's say they're all addicted.
Oh.
They're all addicted.
They are. And I want to know. Do the parents out there, the kids absolutely just love this game, and what restrictions and how do they implement these restrictions around this game? I've never seen a game take over so many children and they're addicted to it. It is unbelievable. I want to know the restrictions out there and how you put them in.
It'd be so tough to be a mum or a dad trying to do this because you need boundaries with this in place. And, you know, I need the TV so I can watch Real Housewives.
But they all come around. They can play with each other in every house. So you can link up with all mates from school and then you're playing as a team.
Wow.
And on headphones and headsets, it's unbelievable. But I want to know if their parents, one of the kids addicted to this game, I know Boston pretty much is, and what restrictions you have in place. Mm.
Fortnite's taken over the world.
It is scary.
You know, we're used to Frogger, a bit of Asteroids, maybe Space Invaders, but there's a new game out, Fortnite. It's been around for a little while, but they're saying that this is more addictive than any form of sugar or, fast food, anything for kids. And we're asking for your help. You know, does your kid play it? And if they do, how do you put some restrictions around? Because they are addicted to this game, Fortnite. Richard in Surface?
My son plays it, and he plays it 3 to 4 hours a day, and on the weekends up to early hours of the morning, and he has tantrums when you take it off him or tell him you can't play anymore, to the point where he'll get aggressive and start throwing stuff around.
It's ridiculous.
Richard, this is not healthy behaviour.
No, it's definitely not. My kids, go outside and play like what we used to do when we were all kids.
Yes.
I don't know how kids survive today without iPhone or stuff like God, what we do when we're kids.
I know. They don't know how to use the imagination and get outside.
It's frightening. It's just one game. It's this game that
a lot of parents think it's a babysitter.
But the game gets them in. That's the problem. The game gets them in. They're able to play with all their mates at school. It just brings absolutely everyone together. Thanks, Richard.
Penelope in Mermaid Waters, what is the remedy for this? Do you have restrictions with your children? Anyone addicted in your family?
Yes, I've actually got two addicts here in the car with me, both aged 14, and they're both dying of embarrassment. We're on our way to school. One of them actually plays at the Sharks with your son, but he's 14.
Right.
Spider. So,
they probably play against each other or with each other. It's ridiculous how many kids play this game.
Look, I've never rung the radio before, but I'm that passionate about this. We hate this game. We've tried a number of things. The boys were never, they're always sporting, and all of a sudden they became, Xbox geeks overnight. They're addicted to this game. So I put a rule in place where they're only allowed to play it. So however many hours of homework they do is how many hours of Xbox time they got on the weekend.
Oh, that is really,
that is
really
magnificent.
Clever.
Yeah, Well, I went from kids that never do any homework at all to them all doing, you know, 2 hours of study. It was unbelievable.
Wow. And then only on the weekends they're allowed, is that
only
right?
Only on the weekends, but then we had further problems on the weekends because they'd both accrued, or all three of them had accrued, say, 6 to 8 hours of play time.
Wow.
So then they were, like, nearly stabbing each other over whose turn it was, and it would turn into actual physical violence and throwing the remote. So my husband just lost it one day, and he just walked in there and pulled the whole thing out the wall while they're playing it and packed it away and said, that's it till the school holidays.
Oh.
So it's just that bad. We've had to put the whole Xbox, which it was a brand-new $700 Xbox. I had to restrain from throwing it in the canal. He was that angry. And we've had to pack it away till the school holidays.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow,
it's like that. It is full on. Thanks for the call.
Karen, how's things in your family?
Yeah, I've got a 12-year-old and 14-year-old boys. They absolutely were addicted to Xbox and playing Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, and recently I just lost it when they just wouldn't respond to requests to do anything in our house.
Yeah.
So they now use it 1 hour Friday, 2 hours Saturday, Sunday, but they've got to the point if they don't use that, they're trying to bank their time for another go at it.
So clever.
It's amazing how they do it. Thanks for your call, Karen, but it is a huge problem. Everyone seems to have this game, and is it Tim? Tim and Cool and Gather. What? Do you have this problem with Fortnite?
We certainly do, yeah.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Unbelievable, mate. Out of control. It's like a drug.
And that's what they're saying. This is worse than sugar. This is worse than fast food. This is a drug. This game is a drug, and we've heard all the calls before. It's amazing how it's taken over.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. As I said, my boy Isaac, he's... We have trouble getting him to sleep at night, and then he sets his alarm on his iPad for 5 a.m. so he can get up and play it before school.
Oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
Yeah, it's you know, he's obviously getting caught and cranky.
Yeah, well, what do you do to control it? Thank you, Tim, for the call. Thank you, Karen in Arundel. Wow, everyone's playing this game from 15 to 10. Your child's 10?
Yes. And at first, I thought socially it was quite a good thing because, you know, he's interacting with his friends and everything. But he's so addicted. He actually even watches it on the iPad some mornings. And when I have to ask him to hop off it and get ready for school, because he's such a patient little boy, but now, the game is doing my head in. I talk about it with all the girls at work as well.
Yeah, it's alarming. It's a massive game out there. Thanks for your call, Karen.
It's a worry, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Really is.
We need to get an expert on.
Yeah, you're going to have to because it's driving parents insane.
One game.
Mm. Our man Russ from a Second Chance Dance has lost his lady.
Oh, I know. This is what's happened. We have to play the ultimate.
Not funny.
It's not. We've got to play the ultimate Cupid for Russ. It was such a success, Gold FM's Second Chance Dance.
We couldn't do enough for him by putting him in a room with 300 other females. That wasn't good enough. He wants more now.
Well, look, he was dancing with a lovely lady he connected with. And, Russ, you want us to be the ultimate Cupid? I've got two stupid Cupids in here with me. But anyway, so you met a very special lady. Tell us, Russ.
Well, I met a really lovely lady, and cut a long story short, we had an awesome night dancing and talking and all that. The only thing I didn't do was catch a name and number.
Russell, the two most important things, Russell.
That's all. Yeah, I know, one job, and that's the thing I didn't do.
See, years and years ago, when this was the norm to go out and try and, you know, pick up and find the perfect person, and if you didn't have the name and you didn't have the phone number, what would you do? You'd go to that same place the next week.
Absolutely.
In absolute hope that she was going to be there. We can't do that here.
Yes. No, we can't do that. That's right. So I have had no other option but to use the social media and see how that works for me.
But do you know what I love, Russell, is that you like this lady enough that you're willing to do this on social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then put your heart on your sleeve and on the line to find her.
Give it a whirl. That's right.
Now,
well, you guys set it all up, so I can't let it down.
Well, Russ, we know there was hundreds of females in there. Can you give us a bit of an idea on how we could help you chase down this beautiful lady?
Well, she had a white, I'm not an expert on women's apparel, but I would call it a pantsuit.
Okay.
And
okay.
A it was stunning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I mean, she was with some friends and whatnot. But like I say, apart from a name, I got everything, all the other information.
So does she have, she employed here on the Gold Coast, obviously?
She works 4 days a week. She has Thursdays off.
Okay.
She's got two daughters, 18 and 21, 22.
Okay. No, that's a, yeah, a fair bit.
Loves to dance.
Oh, Russell,
Russ,
we want to make this happen.
We will make it happen.
We will.
Well, we hope.
I have no idea. I need help.
Okay, Russ, leave it with us.
All right, cool. Thanks heaps.
Well, if you know who Russ was with, or you were the person with Russ,
if you're the wingman or woman from this friend,
132710, ring us here.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.